Josh, I saw that
your hand was up. Did you want to get in first?
Oh, I was hitting the point on the 3, 2, 1, go.
Are you ready to go?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Right on. So we are now in the studio for the first time with Glasslands.
Yay, good morning.
We've done some Josh phone calls, but we've never had Glasslands in the studio.
Mm. So you got Josh, Brandon, and Nick.
So Brandon and Nick, you're new to, as far as my perspective, you're new Glasslands guys. How did that happen?
We're baby Glasslands.
Yeah. That's cute. I mean, cool. Very cool. That's very cool.
Well, Josh, how do you do that? How do you say, like, because the only context I have is, you know, you see somebody, you want to ask them out.
Yeah.
You know, is that what it's like to get somebody?
It was literally kind of like that.
Yeah, Josh wooed me.
Yeah, I did. Well, Brandon and Heard, we were looking for a drummer.
He tweeted at me.
I tweeted him as a joke because I didn't even know if he knew who Glasslands was at the time. So I tweeted him and he responded and I was kind of like, hey, this guy might be into playing. And so I got it. I was like, I got his number and I was going to call him. And then I was like, I was actually nervous. Like I was.
This is totally like getting you were asking out on a date then. It's so true.
I was 100% nervous. I went through the things I was going to say in my mind to convince him why this is the right thing. I've never told him this. And this is true. I was sweating, you know, it was nerve wracking, but I reeled him in, right?
He tweeted at me and was like, hey, we're looking for a drummer. And I was like, really? Well, I could be interested. And then like 3 months go by.
He didn't want to seem eager. I was really lax on the Glasslands social media.
He tweeted at me and was like, hey, you should direct message me. And I tweeted back. I was like, I did with my phone number. And then
I really failed. I really failed.
And then he like messaged me back and was like, oh, sorry.
My bad.
Yeah.
See, my thing is I feel like girls, all of you should feel better about this because there could be a guy that you talk to on social media that he just was a little slow.
Yeah, you're right.
You know, check his direct messages.
It doesn't mean that 2 or 3 months from now you're not going to hear from him.
Because
you
get
could.
That phone call.
You could finally hear.
Yeah, if I was trying to date you, I feel like it would have failed before then.
For sure.
That's actually fair. Yeah. That's fair. But this is a business arrangement.
This is a business.
That's true.
This is how it goes.
So, Josh, you did you practice on your wife? Like, hey, I'm going to call your cell phone. I want you to pretend to be...
I didn't do that, but she told me I was dumb for not responding for so long. I was like, I know. Hung my head in shame. But no, she's like, yeah, you need to call him.
Well, Glasslands has still worked out. You guys made it happen.
Okay. It's okay. Now, that's the story of Brandon, but what about Nick? Was
there drama or was
there
just...
So much drama.
Yeah. It's harder to date you, right? Yeah.
I'm not easy to woo.
Yeah, you're picky.
Okay. All right, so what happened?
Well, me and Brandon, I've known Brandon since I was 14, and we've been, you know, doing music and stuff like that forever together and stuff. So he was doing this thing with Josh and stuff, and he kind of hit me up asking if I still wanted to play music, and you know, I'm always down to play music. So yeah, I was just like, yeah, I'll come hang out, see what's going on.
See, what's happening here is they say, and people don't like to hear this, but it's true, you don't just marry a person, you marry a family.
True. So,
I mean,
that's
what I'm feeling, right?
It's you bring them both in. Yep.
Brandon was like, well, do you know my Uncle Nick? And, or Cousin Nick, or whatever you feel is
I like Uncle Nick.
Uncle Nick.
I'm going to call you that.
Because if we want to be a band, we've got to be together.
All right.
It's like marrying somebody and they bring their kids along.
Yeah.
That's basically what this is.
So he's your child.
We went from Uncle Nick to now Child Nick. I'm not sure.
Nephew Nick.
Yeah, whatever. It's fine. I like it.
Okay. All right. So tell us about Fame. It's the new single from the new,
the details?
Yeah. Like what it's about?
Yeah.
Well, let's do album details first. It's going to be out September 23rd.
Yeah. Album comes out September 23rd, and you can pre-order it starting today. At our merch website, glasslandsmerch.bigcartel.com.
And that is called Pariah?
Yep.
Okay.
I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to put a link to that on our Facebook page, so that way, if you didn't write it down,
find it easily.
Like, I'll make sure we put that on the social medias for us, too. So, Glasslands, say it again.
Glasslandsmerch.bigcartel.com.
Okay. It's
A lot of dots in there.
Lots of stuff
in
there.
Lots of dots. Nothing wrong with that. So, okay, but what about just the song? Like, can is that available digitally, or I have to buy it there, too?
Yeah, you have to buy it with the record.
So, okay, yeah. Right on.
You get an immediate download of it today, or does it come when the album's out on the 23rd?
It comes out on the 23rd.
Okay. So until September, you can hear it here.
All right. So tell us about the album. Like, you know, beforehand, you were just cranking out some singles or whatever. Did you have a lot of it written? Did you guys collab? How did that work?
No, it was kind of just, it was a new, I guess we were all in a lot of different places a year ago. I was doing something completely different, and so were you guys. And it kind of just came to be when I decided to make a change in my life, a pretty drastic one. I left my band and then decided that this is what I wanted to do. So yeah, that's kind of when I only had a couple songs written at that time, and then so then the rest of the album was all written last fall. So
right on. So yeah. When did you guys go in and record?
We've been recording since October of last year. So we've definitely taken our time. It's been a slow process, but just wanted to get it right, you know.
Yeah, right on. Yeah. So, and we're only about a month away from the album release, so.
But it's all completely done, ready to go.
Yes.
Okay, good, yeah. Okay.
Okay.
I mean, we still have to record half the record. But
no, yes. I know. No, but now you have a date you know you have to be done by.
Yes, I finally have a date out there.
Fame is actually the only song we have finished.
Yeah. So. The other nine will definitely be done.
They promise, okay? Glass Eyes promises that the rest will be done by the 23rd.
I will tell you that I find that sometimes
September.
I think sometimes it's best to just have a due date, because then, you know, even if you push it off, you just gotta work under pressure. So.
True. Well, in all seriousness, it is completely
done.
But I get what you're saying.
I want to make sure none of this is like wink, wink, and it's like, what are you really saying? Oh. It's done.
Yeah, don't take me at my word there. So.
Okay. So how do you feel like about it being done? Like,
we're so pumped. Like, it's just been a long time coming, and just really excited for people to finally hear it.
Right on. So
yes, I'm feeling good.
Now, sometimes when bands like can take a little bit longer to get the album and all the songs finished, and it's been like, you know, a while that you've been working on it, do you think you'll enjoy the moment when it comes out, or are you the type of guys that'll just go right back and keep working on new music?
I think we'll probably start
Save
working
the
on
moment.
New, you know, we're already working on new stuff.
Yeah, I'm already sick of the album. So.
Okay, I don't know. Sometimes that can happen.
Hey, dude, that's fair. Like, we've had plenty of bands that have come through here that are like, man, I wish this would come out so we could release the other thing.
Stuff. Because they just, you know, a lot of, with being so creative, you're always working on new music.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, we're already writing new stuff. Just it's what you do as a musician, I guess.
Yeah. Well, what's the, like, kind of what's on the agenda between now and the album release? You guys are hanging together now? Like, you just go back to your three corners and then come back for the album? Or, like, what do you...
Any Glasslands touring stuff, or will it be...
Well, we do have a group text, so we can keep in contact with each other.
Yeah, that's good. All right. Yeah.
We basically just wanted to have the album fully done, have a merch line fully out, and have everything ready to go before we, like, actually hit the road with full tours. Because we didn't want to play a show and have somebody go, oh, where's your shirts or your CDs? And be like, coming soon, you know. Yeah. So once all that gets done, so like in September is when we're actually going to start doing the whole setting and booking tours.
Right on, man. Right on. Now, Josh, more importantly than the band, what have you been playing on your Xbox lately?
Oh, gosh. Yes, yeah. So I've been playing a lot of Overwatch.
Yo, you're an Overwatch guy, man. I just
love it.
I haven't done it.
You have to do it, man. It's overtaken Halo for me, so it's, you know, it's good. Though.
I have not played a single round of Overwatch yet.
It's great. Brandon plays it too. So,
I'm a PC guy, but Overwatch is a PC guy.
Now you've talked his language. He is too.
I've got a 1080.
Really?
Everybody else is like a 1080. It's a graphics
I'm
card.
I'm an idiot.
How much did you pay for that?
Idiot prices. It was a very expensive card.
Yes. My mom dropped me when I was a baby. But I have one.
Yeah, but you love it.
Yeah,
so
I do.
You are a PC guy, though?
I'm in everything.
So, have you started the Paragon beta?
Paragon beta? No, I haven't, actually.
Beta just opened, like, 2 days ago, I think.
Okay.
Paragon, it's like a MOBA.
Yeah, I've heard
Fantastic.
Of it. Okay. No, dude, Nikki, I'm not on it.
Well, it's because you're working, and you need to get out of here. And
yes,
you need
I
to just
do.
Go on and do that.
Okay. All right. No, I have not played that yet. I'll tell you what I'm holding out for. Deus Ex comes out next Tuesday. I'm really interested in playing that. And there's a Titanfall 2 beta this weekend. Now that's console
and next
only.
Weekend.
I hope that's fun for more than a week, like the last one.
Oh, yeah. I played Titanfall for. I played Titanfall
let's
for.
Let's not be hard. Come on.
No, I enjoyed it for a week, and then I was like, time to move on.
All I played Titanfall for a month.
Like, okay.
I played Titanfall longer, I think, than almost anything. Like, I mean, obviously Halo and whatever, but like, I stuck with Titanfall. It was nice because I got in on the ground floor. Like, I started playing it. It was brand new, you know, so I was able to compete. If I go into Overwatch now, I'm done. Like, forget it. I could never catch up.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You take a week off and it just... It's not even the same game.
Yeah, it's they're telling the truth, Nikki. That's some real talk
right
there.
I know. It seems like it.
Yeah. So, well, Glasslands, we're excited about the new album. Looking forward to hearing more from you guys. Anything else you want to get out before we're done?
No, man. Just, again, you can get the record on our, you can pre-order right now on our merch website, which will be in the description.
Well, yes, we'll post that.
Yeah, we'll make sure it's there.
If you want to join us at Radio U Riot on Facebook, and we'll post it also at the Radio U Facebook page, but that'll be for Pariah, which will be out on September 23rd, and Fame is the new song, which you can go ahead and do the pre-order starting today.
Awesome. Well, guys, thanks for coming in.